اللهم الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فيقول الحق جل جلاله: يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن جاءكم فاسق بنبأ فتبينوا أن تصيبوا قوما بجهالة وتصبحوا على ما فعلتم نادمين. ويقول الله جل جلاله: وإن تنازعتم في شيء فردوه إلى الله والرسول إن كنتم تؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر ذلك خير وأحسن تأويلا. قال العلماء، قال المفسرون: فردوه إلى الله أي إلى كتابه، وردوه إلى الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى سنته بعد وفاته. والأصل أيها الإخوة توقير العلماء واحترام العلماء، لأنهم ورثة الأنبياء. قال الله تعالى: يرفع الله الذين آمنوا منكم والذين أوتوا العلم درجات. لأن العلماء هم أهل خشيته، هم الذين يخشون الله. وأعني بالعلماء العلماء الربانيين الذين بالحق قاموا وبه يعدلون. فهؤلاء نعتهم الله عز وجل فقال: إنما يخشى الله من عباده العلماء، وهم شهود على وحدانية الله تعالى. بعد الله وملائكته شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو، والملائكة وأولو العلم قائما بالقسط. ولهذا الأصل التعامل مع العلماء، وخصوصا علماء أهل السنة والجماعة الذين هم المعنيون بقوله تعالى: ولكن كونوا ربانيين بما كنتم تعلمون الكتاب وبما كنتم تدرسون، وبقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن العلماء هم ورثة الأنبياء، وإن الأنبياء لم يورثوا دينارا ولا درهما، وإنما ورث العلم، ومن أخذ به أخذ بحظ وافي. ترجم يا أخي.
شيخ أبو أنس حفظه الله ورعاه began by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thanking him and sending the peace and prayer upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and seeking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evils of ourselves and the ill deeds that we may produce, and bear witness that none has the right to be worshipped except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Muhammad is the slave and messenger, and let it proceed. The Sheikh will be speaking today about knowledge and the people of knowledge, and the respect of the ulama that the people should have. And he began with the ayah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means, O you people, or you, O you who have believed, if al-fasiq, a sinful person, comes to you with some news, then clarify, so that she may not inflict a people with oppression, while you are ignorant of their reality. Verify the news that comes to you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, which means if you debate between each other upon a topic, if you dispute about something, then return it back to Allah and back to the Messenger. And the scholars noted concerning this, that means that the people should return it back to the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and back to the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after his death. And the people that bring this to us and understand it are the scholars of Islam. And they deserve the respect of the people. That the people hold them up to the standard that they should be on and have respect for them. Because they are the ones that are the inheritors of the prophets and messengers. And they are the ones that fear Allah the most and know of Him the most, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, only it is the ulama that are the ones that have khashya of Allah, that have consciousness of Allah, that have the fear of Allah. And the Shaykh says here what is meant by the ulama is al-Rabbaniyun, those ulama that are al-Rabbaniyun. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the scholars a certain position after Himself and the angels in acknowledging the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala He says, which means really Allah bears witness and the angels and the scholars, the ulama, that there is no deity worthy of worship except for Allah, or that la ilaha illallah. And they are the ones that testified after Allah and His angels of this reality. And in specific, we speak about the ulama of Ahl-Sunnati wal-Jama'ah. So they are the ones that are Rabbaniyun and have upheld these conditions, or upheld these foundations that the Muslims are upon. The Muslim Tanakh, which means be Rabbaniyun, or be Rabbaniyun, and not what you used to teach the people and not what you used to learn. Yeah, and the Shaykh will go over what Rabbaniyun means later. And they are likewise the inheritors of the messengers. As the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, which means that the prophets and messengers have left behind them nothing of this dunya. No, not a dirham, or a dinar, or a dollar, and cent. They have not left behind them anything, but rather, they have left behind them knowledge as their inheritance. So whosoever has inherited from that, then he has taken a good portion. He has taken a blessed portion. Now,
وإذا كان الأمر كذلك فإن توقير هؤلاء العلماء واحترامهم والتأدب معهم من إجلال الله تعالى ومن تعظيم الدين لقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس منا من لم يرحم صغيرنا ويوقر كبيرنا ويعرف لعالمنا حقه. العلماء وإن كانوا بهذه المنزلة الرفيعة لكنهم ليسوا محصنين ولا يطاعون في معصية الله ولا فيما أخطأوا فيه. فيخطئون ويصيبون وهم مأجورون سواء أصابوا أخطأوا أم أصابوا بقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا حكم الحاكم فأصاب فله أجران، وإذا أخطأ فله أجر واحد. وحسن الظن في العلماء في علمائنا يحملنا على أن نلتمس لهم الأحذار وأن نعفو ونتجاوز عن زلاتهم وألا نتخذ من عثراتهم وزلاتهم سلما نرتقي إليه بالطعن فيهم والتشهير فيهم والتحريش بينهم. فموقفنا من خلال العلماء موقف المعتذر عنهم وموقف المحب لهم وموقف الداعي لهم بالخير وموقف المصلح إن استطاع أن يكون سببا في الإصلاح. إن لم يكن أهلا للإصلاح فليس له إلا أن يدعو للجميع بالتوفيق للسداد، وليس له أن ينحاز لعالم دون آخر، خصوصا إذا كان بعيدا كحال كثير من إخواننا الأعاجم الذين هم بحاجة إلى تعلم أصول دينهم فضلا عن أن يدخلوا أنفسهم في خلافات العلماء السلفيين. فأن يقوم أحد هؤلاء ويقول لا تسمعوا مشايخ الشام لأنهم في خلاف مع فضيلة الشيخ العلامة ربيع المدخلي حفظه الله، هذا كلام لا يجوز، لأن هذا القائل ليس عنده خلفية عن هذا الخلاف. الأمر الثاني، ليس هناك خلاف، الشيخ ربيع إن مشايخنا الأجلاء حبه ونحترمه وليس بينه وبينه أي خلاف لا عقدي ولا منهجي. كل ما في الأمر أنه حصل بعض المراجعات بين أخينا الشيخ علي الحلبي وبين الشيخ ربيع في بعض المسائل والقواعد الحديثية والأصولية، وهذا هو الأمر. ثم قام أناس تعصبوا لهذا وذاك وزادوا النار اشتعالا كما هي عادة للأسف كثير من الجهلة في بلدان شتى، حيث يتعصبون لشيخ على حساب شيخ. ونحن نبشركم في بلاد الشام أرض الرباط الحمد لله على خير، لن نغير ولن نبدل، ونحن نحب كل شيخنا ونحن لازلنا ولله الحمد على خطى أئمتنا الثلاثة ابن باز والألباني وابن العثيمين، لن نغير ولن نبدل بعدهم، والحمد لله أننا مشترفون متفقون نقوم بنشاطاتنا ودعواتنا وجولاتنا العلمية وكتاباتنا النافعة بإذن الله والنصح لشباب المسلمين السلفيين في كل بلاد الإسلام. وأنتم وغيركم يشهد أن هذه البلاد بلادكم من الذي أتى إليها قبل 20 سنة؟ ومن الذي رسخ الدعوة السلفية دعوة الوسطية والاعتدال إلا مشايخ الشام وبعض إخواننا من مصر؟ والحمد لله رب العالمين، فكنا وما زلنا دائما نطفئ الفتن ونقف في وجه الغلاة ونقف في وجه التكفيريين والتفوريين، وخطابنا خطاب معتدل، ونؤلف ولا نفرق، ونجمع ولا نشتت، ولا نذكر مشايخنا إلا بخير، ومنهم فضيلة الشيخ ربيع المدخلي حفظه الله. فنقول لهذا الأخ أو ذاك الذين يشيعون مثل هذه الإشاعات أن يتقوا الله، ونقول لهم اذهبوا وتعلموا أبجديات الدين، وتعلموا اللغة العربية، وتعلموا أصول دينكم قبل أن تحشروا أنوفكم في المسائل الكبار. إن المسائل الكبار لا يخوض فيها إلا العلماء الكبار. أما هذا الذي لا يعرف أن يؤلف جملة عربية صحيحة أن له أن يتدخل في مثل هذه الأمور، لكن كل ذلك مخالفة لقوله تعالى ولا تقف ما ليس لك به علم، ومشاققة لقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من حسن إسلام المرء تركه ما لا يعنيه. تفضل يا أخي.
شيخ حفظك الله ورعاه، went on to say, so the respecting, having respect for the ulama, it is, I'm having respect for the ulama and putting them in their proper place. It is the manners that is expected from the Muslim, and it is from glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requests this from the Muslim, and upholding that command is glorifying him and respecting him. And it is from the mannerisms that the believers have. And in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which means he is not from us, the one that does not have mercy upon our young, respect for our old, and knows the rights of our scholar. And with this position and station that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the messenger gave to the ulama, it is not the alim, the scholar, is not free, even with this position, from mistakes. He is not free from doing certain things that are incorrect, and he cannot be followed in those actions. When he makes a mistake, and when he disobeys Allah in a certain thing, he is not to be followed in that action in specific. And then, even though when the scholar makes a mistake, in a judgment, in a ruling, and because the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which means, if the ruler and the judge rules and he is correct, then he has two rewards, and if he is mistaken, then only one. So in either case, the scholar will be rewarded. And from what the Muslim should have concerning the scholar, as we should have love for our scholars, and from this love we seek out excuses for them and that which we find is their deficiencies, or we hear of them and we find for them excuses, and we overlook certain mistakes, and we don't follow up on every little mistake and hang on every letter they have made that might be incorrect. And we don't spread it between the creatures and the slaves of Allah. And we don't put our noses where they don't belong between the scholars and causing problems between them. So, we find for them the excuse, and we have love for them, and we make dua for them, and if it is possible, we bring together between them in righteousness and good if we are able to rectify any issues that may be between them, and if we are not able, then we stick to our dua and making dua for them. And it is not permissible to become to become partisan to one scholar over the other. To put one scholar and make them over the other and become in this matter a partisan or having some bigotry toward one against one because of the other. This is not permissible. And this is especially for our brothers that are non-Arab, or foreign, or far away from the lands of Islam. This is something that should not concern them, and they should not make of a concern for them. And from it, in such as the statements of some people that might say, don't listen to the scholars of Ahl al-Shia'a ibn al-Shan, the scholars of that area of the world, which is al-Shan, currently Jordan, Palestine, Lebanon, because they have some issues with the scholars, other scholars such as Sheikh Rabi' ibn Hadi, hafizahullah. Don't listen to these types of, don't listen to this type of troublemaking that they're trying to do. First of all, this is not correct. This is not in the least correct. Rather, all that has gone forth and back, or back and forth between the scholars of the Shan and Sheikh Rabi' is that the Sheikh Ali al-Halabi, hafizahullah, he put forth certain debates, and they debated certain issues of hadith, and scholarly based issues of knowledge that forever the scholars have been debating and speaking about. And that is the extent of what happened, and then each side took a scholar to be with. One to this, and the other to that, and the ignorant made an issue that was a drop into an ocean. And this is from the actions of the ignorant. And now we give you the glad tidings that the people of Hashan, the scholars of Hashan, and the da'wah in Hashan has not changed in the bit. Not one little bit has it changed from the days of Imam al-Anbari, rahimahullah, and Ibn Baz, and Ibn Uthaymeen. May Allah have mercy on all of them. Rahimahumullah. It has not changed in the least. And it is the same, it is the lands of Hashan, the lands of al-Ribat. And we say to you, and we are the first people to testify concerning the people of Hashan and its scholars who came to this country from before 20 years and spread the da'wah of Salafiyya. Da'wah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and established it here, and taught its people what this da'wah is, and made it firm in this land. Who are the scholars of Hashan, and some of our brothers from Egypt? They were the ones that spread the da'wah, and established it, and stood in the face of the people that tried to make problems and distort the understanding of an Islam from the different bigotry-based Protestant groups, and those of the Takfiriyin, and other than them, and the people of innovation, and the people of kufr. So whoever spreads these types of things between the scholars, then we tell them, be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and fear Him. And then learn your deen. Learn the fundamentals of an Islam. Learn the conditions of a wudu' and a salah. Learn to speak the Arabic language. And don't put your knowledge where it doesn't belong. Don't stand up to the big issues. The big issues have big people to deal with it. Not you. not the one that had kind of put together the structure of an Arabic paragraph or sentence, and then he wants to speak about this and that. Do not say, do not do that. This is not from your position. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, which means, and do not walk into or fall into that which you have no knowledge of. When you do not speak in that, you get in that realm in which you have no knowledge. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, which means, from the good Islam of the person, is that he leaves out that which does not concern him. No.
ونحن لله الحمد لا نتعصب لآرائنا ولا نتبع أهواءنا، نحن مع الدليل ونحن مع الحق، ندور حيث دار، ونعلم أن لكل عالم زلة أو زلات وعفوة أو عفوات، ونحن إن رأينا زلة من عالم سلفي لا يعني ذلك أن نعين الشيطان عليه وأن نعاديه وأن نحاربه وأن نقاطعه، لأن هذا طبع البشر، كل ابن آدم خطاء، وخير الخطائين التوابون. ورحم الله الإمام مالك حيث قال: كل رجل يؤخذ من قوله ويرد عليه إلا صاحب هذا القبر، يعني النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، فالذي يؤخذ قوله كله والمعصوم صلى الله عليه وسلم، أما غيره فيؤخذ من قوله ما وافق الحق ويرد من قوله ما خالف الحق، وكل له اجتهاده وله رأيه، وبالتالي هذه الخلافات في الساحة السلفية ينبغي أيها الإخوة أن نكون إيجابيين معها، أن نتعامل معها بإيجابية، لا بتشنج ولا بتعصب ولا بالانحياز إلى طرف ضد الطرف الآخر، وإنما كما قال ربنا عز وجل: فأصلحوا بين أخويكم، وكما قال الله عز وجل: لا خير في كثير من نجواهم إلا من أمر بصدقة أو معروف أو إصلاح بين الناس، وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: الدين النصيحة الحديث، وكما قال أيضا: انصر أخاك ظالما أو مظلوما. قال: يا رسول الله، عرفنا كيف ننصره مظلوما فكيف ننصره ظالما؟ قال: أن تمنعه من ظلم. فمنهجنا السلفي المبارك علمنا من خلال أصوله وقواعده المباركة أن الحق فوق الجميع، وأن الحق لا يقبل المساومة والمهادنة، وأن إرضاء الله هو الغاية، وأن اتباع الدليل هو معنى من معالم هذا المنهج السلفي المبارك. لقد كان مشايخنا الثلاثة إذا تكلموا سكت الجميع، لأنهم كانوا هم المرجعية العظمى في هذا الزمن، فلما قضوا نحبهم دب الخلاف، لأن المرجعيات البديلة تعددت،
فصار كثير يريدون أن يملأوا أماكنهم ولكن هيهات هيهات. لكن أصولنا ولله الحمد أصول دعوتنا السلفية محفوظة في الكتاب والسنة وآثار السلف الصالح محفوظة ما بقي الليل والنهار، فإليها نرجع عند الاختلاف وإليها نتحاكم. ولا أريد أن أطيل عليكم، فينبغي أن يعلم إخواننا في بلاد الغرب أن هذا الخلاف الذي يضخم ويعظم ويحمل أكثر من حجمه خلاف بسيط وقع أكثر منه بين الصحابة وبين العلماء على مر العصور وكر الدهور، وهذا لا يفسد للود قضية. ولا زال الشيخ علي الحلبي حفظه الله يحترم الشيخ ربيع ويوقر ويدعو له، ولا زال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله يتبنى لإخوانه من طلاب العلم في بلاد الشام الخير ويذكرهم بخير، ونسأل الله عز وجل أن يوفق الجميع لما يحب ويرضى. فلا ينبغي أيها الإخوة أن نزيد الفتنة اشتعالا بمثل هذه الكلمات التي صدرت عن بعض إخواننا في بلادكم، فنحن نقول لهم مرة أخرى اتقوا الله في أنفسكم واشتغلوا بما ينفعكم، ومن حسن إسلام المرء تركه ما لا يعنيه. فنسأل الله لنا ولكم التوفيق العلم النافع والعمل الصالح، وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وآله وسلم، والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
تنتظر معنا يا شيخ ولا يعني إلى الأسبوع القادم إن شاء الله؟
يعني نكتفي بهذا القدر لأن الوقت تأخر عندنا الآن صلاة المغرب، لكن يعني حبذا لو أنكم سجلتم هذه المحاضرة.
إن شاء الله إن شاء الله. نعم.
هل سجلتموها؟
نعم سجلناها يا شيخ سجلناها.
طيب سجلوها مع الترجمة بارك الله فيكم، وانشروها بين اخوانكم لانها ان شاء الله نصيحة لكل اخواننا في الغرب وغير الغرب.
خير ان شاء الله ان شاء الله. بارك الله
بارك الله
فيك بارك. جزاك الله خير يا شيخ.
حياكم الله.
الله يحييك.
السلام
عليكم.
السلام ورحمة
الله. $21.82 remaining. Please enter the telephone number you wish to dial now.
تفضل يا محمد.
شيخ أبو أنس حفظه الله ونعم تسير. We don't become stubborn upon our own opinions and our own views on certain issues. يعني and base and start to, you know, make partisanship around these things. Rather, we go with the truth, the haq, wherever it is. Wherever the truth is, we follow. But we do not step to our own opinions. We leave them as soon as they are opposed to the truth, or we see the truth elsewhere. And we know that every scholar will have a certain mistake. He will have something that is wrong. And this is known for everyone, every person, even the scholar. But it is not befitting, nor is it correct, that when we find a scholar and we see a mistake from him, that we fight against him and we make him an enemy. and you start to spread it between the slaves of Allah, this is not right. Everybody will make a mistake. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, which means every son of Adam makes mistakes, and the best of those that sin or make mistakes are the ones who repent. And Imam Malik rahimahullah, he said the word that is famous, everyone, their statements are taken and rejected. Everyone. Except the one in this grave, pointing to the grave of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the only one that this statement can be taken totally and completely and unrestricted is the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As for other than him, then their statement could be correct and could be wrong, could be accepted and could be rejected. And so when these certain issues come up in these fitan, or these problems, ya ikhwan, we should be positive concerning them. We should not be opposite to that. We should not be of the negative people. We should be positive. Not from the people that seek negativity, destruction, making the issue bigger than it is, and splitting the people up. Rather, we are people that deal with it in a positive light. We try to bring together between the warring parties, if there are any, or the debating parties, to bring them upon that which is good, and make sulh between them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, which means, and make sulh between your brothers. Bring together between your brothers, and peace between them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, which means, there is no good in much of that which they say to each other, and except in when they are giving sadaqah and doing righteousness, or as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. And on the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, which means that the deen, the way of the Muslim, is al-nasiha, to give nasiha, to the end of the hadith. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, which means, be with your brother, yani, give him victory or support him when he is being oppressed and when he is the oppressor. They said, ya Rasulullah, we understand yani, helping him and being with him and supporting him at the time when he is being oppressed. But how is it that we help him when he is the one oppressing? He said, take with his hand and keep him from his oppression. So, with this, it should be known that this is the flag that the Da'wah Salafiyyah has raised. We are in the haq wherever it may be. We follow it as it is. And that the haq, the truth, is over everyone. There is no one above the truth. Rather, all we care about is irza Allah, or having Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's acceptance over us. This is what we seek in the end. This is the goal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being happy with us. And this is what we know. This is what the da'wah calls to. And before we are born, we had our three imams. Al-Imam al-Albani rahimahullah, Al-Imam ibn Ba'al rahimahullah, Imam ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah. So when these three spoke, the people stayed quiet. That's it. Because they were the ones that we returned back to in this time. They were the marji'iyya. They were the source that the people went back to. And when they died, rahimahumullah, the fitan broke out. The debate, the argumentation, because now the marji'iyya, the sources, became very numerous. Everyone had a different source. But know that the fundamentals and the usul of the da'wah, the salafiyyah, have always been there. and will always be there and will never be lost. Even though these things started, the sources started to become numerous, but the usul are always there, the kitab and the sunnah upon the understanding of the salaf of this ummah. We return back to it. That's our marji'iyya, that is our source. This is the flag that a salafiyya holds up. And no, especially you in the West, our brothers in the West, if this khilaf, a debate, a difference of opinion that is happening from some of the people are bringing up in our land here, is not like they make it seem. It is not this big, it is not huge and overwhelming and such a great problem like they want it to seem. Rather, the khilafs of old were greater and more. That which happened between the Sahaba were more than this, more by much. And that which happened throughout the history of Islam between the scholars and the people, there is more than this. This is nothing in comparison. Don't let the people make it something that is tremendous and huge. And know that a Shaykh Ali Al-Halabi Hafidhullah has respect for a Shaykh Rabi' and speaks good about him. And likewise, Shaykh Rabi', he responds to concerning his brothers in Islam in good. Does not speak ill about them, and he recalls them in that which is best and good. But we don't want from our brothers that they be flames and fuel for the fitna. Rather, that they be from the people that bring together the others in righteousness and goodness. And this is what we would like to remind ourselves and our brothers, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the success to teach us that which will benefit us and benefit us with that which He has taught us. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. That was the end of the words of the Shaykh, hafidhahullah.
Barakallahu feek, brother Muhammad Salamat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward Shaykh Muhammad Musa Nasr. Brothers and sisters, those who are online, as you know that Shaykh has been giving us a weekly lecture every Sunday. The time is usually at 9:30, but sometimes the Shaykh is extremely busy, so the time usually sometimes changes. So please log into www.masjidibrahim.org, so that you can keep up with the change of time if there is any. And also, as you know, that we alhamdulillah started with a tele lecture, with a weekly lecture with Sheikh Hussain Al Awaisha, one of the major students of Sheikh Al Albani, rahimahullah. And Sheikh is covering one of the books, one of his books, which is he's explaining the common du'as that we usually say in the salah, and he's explaining those du'as, inshallah, for the brothers. Also, as you brothers know, that we have been on and off trying to, arrange some classes with some of the mashayikh. Like yesterday we had with Sheikh Abdul Malik Ramadani, and also a few weeks ago we had with Sheikh Ali Hassan Ali Al-Halabi, Hafizahullah. So I ask, all the brothers and sisters who are online to spread the message and make as many as brothers and sisters to benefit from the classes, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward our translators, our brothers, Brother Muhammad Salamat, Brother Hamdi, all of the brothers, inshallah, who helped us have the classes going on, also to benefit the brothers who cannot understand Arabic. Brothers and sisters, Jazakumullahu khairan, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.